Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/auctionpodcast for your free audiobook download. Hey everyone, this is Martin Willis
and Phyllis Gall,
and welcome to the Antique Auction Podcast. We are on location today at the Golden State Model Railroad Museum. That's in Point Richmond, California, and we're pretty excited to be here.
Mm-hmm. Our first field trip.
Yes, it is. And we're sitting here with the General Manager, John Morrison. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi there.
We're very glad to be here. It's really... I was quite amazed to find this place is 10,000 square feet of model trains.
That's right.
Yeah. So let's talk. How did this place is 25 years old, I understand, something like that.
This current site.
This site is.
Yes.
But go ahead.
We got this site from the East Bay Parks District.
Uh-huh.
When they took over this part of Point Richmond.
Mm-hmm. And was the building was already here?
That's right.
And what was it formerly? Was it a warehouse of some kind? It
used to be a paint company with two floors of storerooms and offices.
Oh. Ah, uh-huh. Kind of looks like a railroad building, though, when you're driving up, which is good.
We worked on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you have how many, they're called layouts. We're kind of novice at this.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I
don't know that. How many layouts in total in the 10,000 square feet would you say you have?
In our main room, we have three layouts, one each different scales, mm-hmm. and then the Tom Snyder layout, which is in a separate room.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, when you say three, it doesn't sound like much, but we're talking 10,000 square feet. And very realistic, I guess you call it layouts, right?
That's right.
And there's buildings, there's... Well, go ahead and describe some of them.
Yeah, there, I noticed this one little scene where there was a small car between two cop cars, and it looked like it had been like...
A DUI?
Yeah, basically. Like, every little detail of these layouts is really, it's really impressive.
What are some... I noticed, like, the stone canyons and things like that that are really detailed. What are they composed of?
There's a compound called Hydrocal, which is sort of a plaster, like plaster of Paris, and we... Start with that. We cast the rocks in molds or carve them and add them onto the basic scenery.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can even use real rocks.
I see.
And when you say we, you mean the members?
The members.
And how many members do you have currently?
It's about 55 right now.
55, wow. Now, let's start a little bit about you, since we're talking to you here. When did have you always been interested in model trains?
Off and on.
Off and on, yeah. And what drew you to working here or volunteering, whatever it is you do?
I just happened to see an article in the paper that the Parks District had just turned this building over to the museum and they were going to start construction. And that came at a time in my life when I was looking for something to do. So I came down and got involved.
All right. How long have you been involved here?
25 years. I joined just after they got the building.
Got it.
Now, the association, I noticed online, started in the 1930s. Is that right? It's a very old club, right?
Yeah, the club is the East Bay Model Engineers Society. Mm-hmm. They started in 1933. They were in various buildings in Oakland and Emeryville before they got this location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were talking about a building in Emeryville. You said it was the only place you ever saw with rain gutters on the inside. So
it was
leaked a little bit, huh?
It was a very old building. Originally was a carriage wheel manufacturer and belonged to the Santa Fe Railroad.
Very fitting.
But it was in very poor shape. And about the time that the building started getting really bad was when the society decided that they better look for a new home.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine moving the scenery from one location to the other. Did they just disassemble it and start over, or did they bring some of the old things?
They tried to salvage as much as they could. They had a 40-foot container that They store it offsite for a number and in a number of places, and they stuffed that full of everything they could salvage. Mm-hmm. And as it turns out, 90% of it was not usable anyway. So much of what you see out here has been built since we started. Uh-huh. There are still a few buildings from the old club.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How many would you say, I don't know if this is the right term, how many locomotives are actually actively running when you're open to the public?
I would say at least 30, 40.
30 or 40.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Among the three scales.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you
and,
have,
yeah, speaking of the three scales, I was once part of an auction. We had to catalog a bunch of HO scale model locomotives, but I didn't really know what I was doing. So can you talk a little bit about the different scales, O, N, and HO?
That's right.
Okay.
O is the largest scale. That is 1/40th.
Oh, so, okay, so 1/40th of the real thing.
Of the real thing.
Got it.
HO, which was originally named because it was half of O scale, so almost half.
Oh,
it's 1/87th.
Okay.
Excuse me, that was one. O scale is 1/48th.
1/48th.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. N scale, the smallest, is 1/160th.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's about half the size of HO.
Wow. So are the people running around with little calipers and stuff like that? I mean, how do they figure out the scale? Well, I did drafting, so I kind of know how that works. Wow.
Well, this,
tiny, tiny. That.
The scales started a long time ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have kind of grown since then. HO is the most popular. I would say that half of the people that model trains indoors are modeling in HO. Mm-hmm.
That's in today's world, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the old, like in the 60s, the Lionel train that I had as a youth, what scale is that? It's the standard one that you see.
It's O scale, mm-hmm. but it's called O27. It has three rails instead of two.
Hmm.
The O scale that we model here has two rails, so it looks a lot more prototypical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what we strive for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I took my locomotive apart like in the first week after Christmas when I got it and was never able to put it back together. So I enjoyed it for about a week. I just like taking things apart.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's
still a problem. Yeah.
Do you have any female members currently?
Not right now. We have in the past.
Oh, I was wondered.
Members come and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think as a young boy, I can say that there's always a fascination for trains. And I guess that is kind of what people remember, and it's a nostalgic thing. What do you think that makes people get real excited about trains?
It's kind of a yearning for days gone past, and I think that holds true for a lot of things. I've always had a fascination for the steam engines.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And used to be so common, and now you see them very rare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you'll see them down here quite often because a lot of people like to model steam.
Mm.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. There's no steam in this museum. We talked about that earlier.
Well, not live steam.
Right.
But
yeah.
Models of steam locomotives, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
They run on electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Boy, I was watching a show on when they built the railroad through the Sierra, and you know they were carving through the rock at 8 inches a day. That's all as far as it goes. Isn't that amazing? And there's a lot of mountains they went through there. That was pretty intense. So I think when I did a podcast earlier from a person that was a train collector and a dealer on the East Coast, and he was saying that the popularity of collecting hasn't been around all that long as far as people really getting into collecting. I think he was talking about Lionel was the one of the ones that really made it popular.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like anything else. When you were back in the 20s and you saw a 1920 automobile, it was no big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
80 years later,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty interesting when you see one go down the street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And same thing holds true with trains, Lionel and all the others.
Yeah, yeah.
You said earlier when we were touring the place that everything is constantly being worked on still. Does the membership meet regularly and work on it together?
We have a master plan for each of the scales that we work off of, and those are agreed on by the members.
Mm-hmm.
But members tend to take on their own projects.
Okay, so are the layouts divided into different sections and each person can take over a section, or?
Not necessarily. I do the electronics. So I'm in the process of going around the entire layout mm-hmm. and installing signals and computerizing the trains.
Okay. Wow. And then maybe some person, what would another person's project be, maybe?
One person might just make trees.
Oh, wow.
Or put ballast on track. We have quite a few people that specialize in urban scenery, which is building structures and adding all the details. Other people are just into laying track or rural scenery, getting trees and rocks and water and everything else to look as real as we can.
Is there one type of project that is more popular than another? Like, are people fighting to make trees?
I want to build a house.
It seems to work out by itself.
Oh, that's good.
You know, we get people come along, and we just got a member that's joined, and he's a general contractor.
Hmm.
Just at the time when we were getting ready to remodel. So things just fall into place.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I noticed there's like little towns and things you have like that. Are some of the buildings, or any of the buildings older? You know, like from another, say, 50 years old or older?
There are some that are close to that age. Back 50 years ago, most of the modeling was done with cardstock.
Oh, really?
And that's one of the reasons why they weren't able to save as much from the old location, because they don't hold up. And nowadays, you can get laser-cut wood and brick and a plastic that looks much more realistic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And more durable.
And more durable. So that's kind of the way that the hobby has been going and the way the museum has been going.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Often we'll go back and replace something that we added 10 years ago with something that looks better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
So, but in terms of what the buildings are actually modeled after, most of the structures out there looks pretty, I mean, from another era. But if you're constantly updating, will that change, or do you want to preserve that old look?
In HO, we have a period that we model that's around the 60s.
Okay.
That gives us an opportunity to run steam when it was at its best, as well as early diesel. And, of course, we mix everything all up when we run. But the layout itself shows some buildings that no longer exist.
Mm-hmm.
Some plus some that are still here, but have fallen on sad times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are any of the layouts at all depicting an area?
There are quite a few areas that are depicted on the layouts.
Oh, locally?
Locally, for instance, the Oakland 16th Street Station, which is now closed after the 1989 earthquake, is shown as it was.
Oh, wow!
When it was operating.
Mm.
The Oakland Mole, which is French's mole for underground, I believe. Anyway, they used to send ferry boats across the bay from Oakland. People would get off the passenger trains, get on the ferry boat, go to San Francisco.
Mm.
We modeled that building in one of the ferries.
Oh, yeah. Now, that looked like that was a handmade piece. Is that right?
That was completely made by hand, and as was the 16th Street Station and quite a few of other buildings.
Hmm.
Wow.
So that brings the next question for me, which is what exactly, in a layout, what comes to you mostly made, and what do you guys have to make completely from scratch?
The small stuff is usually made, like the scene you described with the police cars.
Uh-huh.
Those are, you know, they usually come like that because somebody's going to want to paint a little car like that.
Okay.
But anything larger than a salt shaker, let's say. Can't think of anything else off the top of my head. Will come in a kit.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be built. And then, of course, when you build a basic house, for instance, you can go in and add curtains to the windows. You can, you know, spruce it up inside and out. We have some buildings out there where the guy that did them went completely nuts. People cannot see any of this from the highway, but if you look down inside this particular restaurant, you can see that they have a complete banquet set up.
Oh, my gosh.
With plates on the table, and it's a wedding party, you know. and then the second floor, you look through a window, and you can see the maid vacuuming the hallway.
Oh, my gosh.
You can get carried away.
Yeah.
Do you have any what are your resources, or what are the club's resources right now for getting? Do you have to get by like instructions, or everyone knows already exactly what to do and how to make it?
It's a learning experience. Mm-hmm. When I started here, I knew nothing about electricity, mm-hmm. about wiring.
You can learn the hard way.
I had a background as a software developer, but when we started building it, I got the books on how to do it, and I was under there with a clipboard with a book on it and wiring the layout. And I think that's one of the big draws here, so people come in here to expand their skills.
Hands-on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, do you ever run at nighttime?
Sometimes.
Just for fun, when you're by yourself.
Do these layouts light up, like for street lights and things like that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And we're constantly adding more lighting and animation and sounds.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Do you have like animals that might move or call?
You mean like a mouse?
No.
I don't know. Maybe like an
like
eagle.
Like a cow.
Yeah. I saw a lot of cows out there.
Yeah, there.
Maybe someone could do that next time.
I'm going to sign you up for that. Let's be the cow maker over here. Yeah. What would you say is the average age of the person that comes in and views the museum? Is there young people and old people? Or?
Oh, every age imaginable.
Hmm.
Really? Great.
My favorite part is seeing the little kids come in here and watching them from the other side of the glass, and his eyes get real big, and and they're running back and forth, following the trains. Mm-hmm. And then when the parents have a difficult time getting them out of the building, that's when we did our job.
That's very good.
Yeah. Yeah, my son was really into trains when he was young, and he would have absolutely loved this. We'd just go into like a model shop or something, and he'd just be hard to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just watching the trains go along the top of the building or something, you know, how they have those raised things along the ceiling,
right.
The train
mm-hmm.
models going around. And now I noticed you have one that elevates up to 12 feet, is that right?
Right, we have an HO, we have trains running 12 feet off the floor. They have to go back and forth a lot to get that height, but we're modeling the Sierras, and up at the top is Donner and Summit.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And all points in between.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. So when it's going up a climb like that, when it's coming down, does it go really fast?
No, it's not that big of a grade. We tend to not elevator track more than 1.5%, maybe 2%.
Oh, I see.
Because any more than that, they're going to have trouble getting up rather than going down.
Oh, yeah. That's
going down, the engine kind of acts like a brake.
I see.
Oh, I see. Because okay. It's on just one slow speed, that type of thing?
Yeah, we tend to run them pretty slow as a typical, prototypical train speed.
Yeah.
Can you can alter the speed, though?
Oh, sure. We all have
radio
controllers.
Oh, that's fun.
Wireless.
Oh, is that right? It's wireless now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How quick can they go?
Faster than we want them to.
Yeah,
if they go too fast, they get all over the place, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had any derailments?
Oh, yes, we have them quite often.
Oh, really?
Before I took my Lionel all apart, that's all I wanted to do was derail it, so I just get the thing going as fast as... Yeah.
You've seen that Addams Family movie, right?
Yeah.
Have you had any crashes?
You mean like trains facing each other?
Yes.
By error?
Yes.
I'm just trying to set the scene.
Thank you. Yeah.
We're like a damsel in distress tied to the tracks.
We try to avoid that, but it has happened.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That would be pretty morbid, but kind of a cool scene to make, you know, someone tied up on a train track.
Dudley Do Right rescuing. Yes.
Yeah.
When the person's only going to be 1 inch high, it's kind of hard.
It's not going to be very dramatic.
That's true.
Have to go in on a camera with a wide angle.
Yeah, they have the imagination.
Yeah. How many people would you say go through the museum, say, per year? Do you count that?
Well, I think last year we had about 8,000 people.
Wow, that's substantial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to put a link up on our website so people know about you. You kind of, it's something you'd have to be looking for this place to find it. You know, I mean, it's something you just drive by because of the location of it. So do you have a lot of people that, like, find you on the Internet and then come to you that way?
A lot of people find us on the Internet or in the newspapers. Mm-hmm. We've had a fair amount of people that actually drive by and
find us. So I take that back.
Very popular regional park across the street.
Yeah, actually, first time I ever heard about it, I drove by. And I wanted to come in, but you know, it was maybe 6 months ago.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do schools take their kids here on field trips?
We have a Wednesday crew. Mm. You know, with the size of the membership, we are limited in how many times we can be open. Mm-hmm. But on Wednesdays, we're open, and we occasionally have school groups come through our retirement homes or. Mm-hmm. You know, kids with special needs, all different kinds of groups come through.
Mm-hmm.
Came out one time, and our parking lot was full of Packards.
Packards? What?
Packards. We had a Packard club. It was
Beautiful cars.
From the 30s or 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Or Model Ts or motorcycles.
Interesting.
Yes.
We get all kinds of groups
coming here. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. Now, I know Tom Snyder's donation is sitting right out here in this next room. Are there other people that have donated? Or is that where things come from, donations?
We get quite a few things from donations. A lot of our library, we have a considerable library.
Oh, really?
Video library.
When you say a library, what is the library of? On model trains?
Model trains. We have, model trains and prototype trains. A lot of people that are interested in model trains, try to model after the prototype and are interested in full-size trains as well.
Mm. Oh, I see.
Some of our members are locomotive engineers.
Oh.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's exciting.
Wow. What are some of the lines that you're representing out here? Like I saw Southern Pacific or that's not even it, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay.
Yeah.
Southern Pacific and there was Santa Fe, did I see? Are there some other?
Santa Fe, Union Pacific, Northwestern Pacific, just about any railroad you'd see mm-hmm. or would have seen in California.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people like to model Milwaukee or some other railroads. And, we have theme days once a month mm-hmm. where we might run nothing but trains that never really ran in California.
Mm. Oh.
Or passenger trains.
Like B&M.
Or steam.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you actually remove the trains from the track and have other and somewhere else stored? Do you have other trains?
Everybody owns their own trains.
What do you mean, everybody? Like the members?
Every member.
Oh.
The trains do not belong to the museum.
Is that right?
Wow. I see.
With a couple of exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But people will bring the trains in and set them up on Sunday and run them and might leave them there for a while or might take them home. We have several staging areas where we can hide trains. If we just, if we're going to have a theme of passenger trains.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take all our freight stuff and hide it away back behind the scenes.
Wow.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Our modern equipment if we're going to run steam.
Now, is there any, like, bullet-type trains here as well? Or, Streamline?
Yeah, we run Streamline. Some of the modelers like Amtrak. We mm-hmm. run all the different Amtrak trains or Metrolink or some of the other commute trains.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have European trains?
Not really.
They really didn't run in California.
Yeah. No, there are some people that run or model European trains at home, but not here.
When we walk through the main room, and there's I guess glass or plexiglass around so that we cannot mess up the models. Then how do you go in and alter? Do you walk on the layout itself?
No, we wouldn't do that, but we can take the glass out if we need to work on something near the aisleway, but there's mm-hmm. lots of passages and warrens underneath and behind the scenes that we can use to get at.
Mm-hmm.
All of the track has to be within arm's reach.
Okay.
Oh, is that right?
Because if you do have a derailment or a problem
mm-hmm.
or you need to clean the track, then you have to be able to reach it.
Right.
So is there a lot of constant maintenance in a place like this?
We have a special track cleaning train, an HO, that we run once a week.
Now, I've heard of 8-track tape player cleaning heads, but this is a train track cleaner?
How does it work?
Locomotives pull cars that have, there's a tank car that has a pad on it, rubbing alcohol in it, and wipes the track.
Handy.
And other cars come along with balsa pads and clean it.
That sounds flammable.
Alcohol is not that bad.
Yeah. When was that invented? Do you know when was that invented?
When was?
The cleaning train.
We built it.
Oh,
did you patent it?
Yeah.
No, we didn't patent it. Some of the cars, the tank cars you buy, but the others are just standard car freight cars that we modified.
That's so smart.
We even have a magnet car we drive around it once in a while, and it's interesting to see what that picks up.
Oh, is that
just
right?
For the heck of it?
The trains will not run well if you don't keep the track clean.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Are you talking about like little fragments of metal and stuff like that? Is that what the magnet picks up?
Magnet picks up little fragments, little screws that may have fallen loose or spikes.
Give the location out where this is located and then the website, if you would, and then your hours of that you're open to the public.
All right. The museum is located in the Miller Knox Regional Park, which is in Point Richmond. Point Richmond's kind of an interesting town in itself because it is a, the entire town is a historical site. And people will come and just see all the neat little shops and restaurants and so on. And they go through a tunnel to get to the shoreline.
Yeah. It's a nice tunnel.
Yeah,
and that's where we are. Our website is www.gsmrm.org.
GSMRM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we're open on Wednesdays and Saturdays. On these days, we don't guarantee that there are any trains running.
Mm.
We run a skeleton crew. This is a great time for people to come in that want to know more about the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Give them behind-the-scenes tours.
Oh, wow.
And take them up to the top where they can see the entire building. And on Sundays from noon to 5.
I see.
And that's the main day that people show up.
Mm-hmm. And right now you have a very big remodeling process going on, right?
Right. Phase one is handicapped restrooms. We are working on those and remodeling our, sprucing up our kitchen. Phase two is landscaping, and phase three is to take the downstairs, which is about 3,000 square feet, and take out the partitions, paint it, replace the carpeting, get display cases in, and set up Tom Snyder's layout in a more favorable location and have display cabinets for the rest of his collection and for other collections that we have.
Very good. Now, you have a meeting room, or are you going to have a meeting room?
We'll have a meeting room that's also available for birthday parties.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's nice. A great idea.
Yeah, that is a really good idea.
Now, are you familiar with any train shows? There are model train shows in the state?
The most popular one, at least among our members, is one that's held at the Pleasanton Fairgrounds in November, the week after Thanksgiving. Another show that was quite popular was in the Cow Palace in February, February or March. Next year, that show is going to be moved here to Richmond.
Oh, really? Like here?
Not close? Right here, but very close.
Okay.
That's like great for
within,
you.
Within a mile.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's a Rosie the Riveter National Monument in Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
And part of that is a pavilion, part of an old Ford manufacturing plant. And that's where they're going to start having train shows.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's right around the corner from us.
Excellent.
Right. Now, do you think, would you say that that collecting is still going strong?
More so than ever.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that model railroading is the third largest hobby in the United States.
Is that right? Oh.
The only thing that's ahead of it are stamps and coins.
Is that right? Wow, that's really great to hear.
Yeah.
We have seen at auction prices, we've seen where there's avid collectors from all over the country that'll bid on something live when it's on the internet. You know, and we're talking about a regular live auction. Used to be through eBay. The live auctions used to be through eBay, and there was quite a bit more activity at that time. Now they're hosted by another site. It's not quite as active as it was. But we always did notice that there's always plenty of people collecting trains, yeah. And they always seem to bring a standard price.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of specialty markets in collecting trains.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I collect beer cars.
Oh. Beer cars.
Back in the 20s, they had wooden reefers, refrigerator cars,
uh-huh.
And they called them billboard reefers because they would put every company would put their own logo, and they paint mm-hmm. these cars up really fancy,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of the breweries would do that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fellow that might sell 8 or 10 or 12 cars a week
mm-hmm.
that he custom paints himself.
Really?
On mm-hmm. He does this on eBay.
Wow.
And it's turned out to be pretty profitable for him. A lot of people have gotten into it, and so much so that I've had to stop collecting because it got mm-hmm. too expensive.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you collect any other type of trains yourself?
Brass, Southern Pacific locomotives.
Those are nice. Mm-hmm. And that's is that HO?
That's HO.
Uh-huh.
And do you put part of your collection in the museum?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of collectors buy something, they put it on the shelf or don't even take it out of the box,
mm-hmm.
and that's the end of it. Mm-hmm. I buy something to collect but also to run, so mm-hmm. I bring it down here and, you know, and share it with others.
That's great.
What would you say is the oldest train that a collector will bring in here and run?
In HO, they don't get much earlier than the 60s,
mm-hmm.
because that's about when HO started, you know, first came about.
Mm-hmm.
O-scale is a lot older. We have some fairly old equipment in our collections.
Mm-hmm. Can it run on the tracks?
Pretty much so. The older motors are not as good.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the condition and how well it's been kept up.
Now, you mentioned wireless, a wireless controller. In a situation like that, you have to have a separate hardwired controller, right? Or am I thinking totally wrong as far as... Is the power to the tracks?
Radio control,
mm-hmm.
and it, other than that, it's just like a standard train controller, except the radio controls it instead of turning your knob.
What powers the train is the power on the track, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why
you can use it on...
And that's why the track has to be kept clean.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you actually put your hand down on a track, will you get a shock?
You might feel a little bit, but you're only talking 12 volts.
They call it a transformer? Is that what they... Yeah, I grabbed one of those in my hand one time and felt a lot more than 12 volts.
Yeah, it was probably a Lionel.
It was a Lionel, yeah.
Yeah, they
you can see why I took my Lionel apart and put it back together. I was going to kill myself. So I think that's going to do it for us, unless you can think of any other questions.
That's pretty good. I think I'm all set.
I want to encourage people to come here. It's a great museum. 10,000 square feet. Beautiful scenery.
I have one last question, actually.
Okay.
What is your main source of funding to keep the organization going and the museum going?
It's a combination of dues,
mm-hmm.
Admissions from the public.
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge much. We try to keep it low. The maximum we charge is $9 for a family.
Oh, wow.
So is it considered a nonprofit?
It is a nonprofit organization, so quite a bit of our income comes from donations.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. People pass away, and they've got their father's trains
mm-hmm.
or books or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to be frugal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're great scroungers. A lot of what the framework that we built was recycled wood from when we, you know, tore out the old building.
Oh. Very green.
Yeah,
it's gotta be.
I just thought of a really random question. Do you ever make layouts with different seasons? Like you have like a snowy train or a
Yeah, I didn't see any fall. Snow in the Sierra, actually.
Well, you could. We're modeling spring.
Okay.
Believe it or not. In fact, it's hard to tell because some of our scenery has faded over the years, and we're about going to be going through pretty soon and renewing that to make it look greener. Once we finish the top, very tops of the mountains, they'll have some snow on them.
Mm.
All right. Right.
We're going to have a ski lift in there, so.
Nice.
Okay, I think that's going to do it for us today.
Yeah, thank you so much, John.
You're welcome.
Yeah. This is Martin Willis.
And Phyllis Gow.
For John Morrison, General Manager at the Golden State Model Railroad Museum in Point Richmond, California. And we're all signing
off.
Today's show was brought to you by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/auctionpodcast for your free audiobook download. There are over 75,000 titles to choose from. We thank you for listening today, and we hope you enjoyed the show.